أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the situation of the mushrikeen and the mujrimeen, the polytheists, the sinners and the criminals on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they will see Jahannam with their very eyes in the valley of Jahannam, and they will realize that they will have no escape from it and they will certainly enter it. In the next few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 55 of Surah Al-Kahf, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah speaks of that thing or the reason that has prevented these people from believing in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ, and nothing has prevented the people, referring to the mushrikeen, and specifically in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing, nothing has prevented them from believing in Allah, إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ, when guidance had come to them in the form of the Qur'an, when guidance had come to them in the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nothing else has prevented them from seeking forgiveness from their Lord, except their demand. What was the demand that they made? Every time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invite them towards the Qur'an, and he invite them towards Islam, they would say, produce somebody from, and let us witness what the previous nations had witnessed. You speak of punishment, you speak of previous nations being destroyed. Let us see that. We have this demand. Show it to us. And they would always react in this way, and thereby mocking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and poking fun at the warnings that were issued to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what presented them, this demand of theirs. What was the demand? أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ, that what the previous nations had experienced, they want to experience the same thing. Very bold and very sort of absurd claim that they would make. And then أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا, another demand that they made is that the punishment has come to us face to face. You speak of this punishment, let us witness it, bring it on. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, Allah says, but they do not understand. We have sent the messengers only as مُبَشِّرِينَ, givers of good news and glad tidings. And we have sent the messengers as warners. We have not sent the messengers as carriers of punishment and carriers of destruction. We have sent them for the benefit of mankind. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a messenger if Allah wanted to destroy a people and punish a people? Then there's no need to send a messenger. But when a warner comes and it shows that Allah is concerned of the people, if somebody comes and warns you about something because they fear the consequences that you may face, that's a sign of what? Concern. Sometimes you warn your child or you warn a relative, don't do this, there are consequences that you are going to face. Don't break the law because you might face the consequence. Why are you warning him? Because you have concern for him. You don't want him to face those consequences. Otherwise, if there was no concern, you let the person do as he wishes and act as he pleases. So Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ, what does Allah get out of punishing you? Absolutely nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit in any way by punishing a people. So why are they demanding punishment? Why do they want to face the consequences of the deed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned for their well-being? So Allah says, وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, we do not send the messengers except as carriers of good news, to tell people of Jannah, to tell people of the rewards of the deeds that they perform, to tell people of the favorable things they can enjoy in Akhirah, and we have sent them only as warners, to warn them of the consequences of their deeds. وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ, that Allah says those who have disbelieved they raise disputes. They continuously raise disputes and arguments based on false arguments, the doctrine. They use false arguments in order to raise these disputes with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? لِيُّدْحِدُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ, in order to nullify the truth through the false argument. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا. Allah says, and they have taken my verses and my signs, my miracles, and the warnings that were issued to them, they take this as mockery. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of it, they would mock at him. When he spoke of the warnings, and when he issued warnings to them, and spoke to them about Allah's power and His qudrat, and Allah's ability to punish them, they would mock at him. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمْ. Allah says, and who is more unjust? مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Who is more unjust than the one who has been reminded through certain signs of his Rabb? Now sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send certain signs, unfavorable consequences, there will be some misfortunes, there might be tragedy, there might be a natural disaster. Allah sends these, Allah says why? To remind people, to wake them up. But Allah says, who is more unjust than the person who has been sent these reminders? He has been sent these reminders in this world to wake him up and so that he may take heed. Allah says, yet فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. What does he do? He turns away from them. He ignores them. He doesn't consider and think and take heed from the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. Allah says, who is more unjust? The person who, after being reminded through the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he turns away from them and ignores them. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. And he forgets what his hands have sent ahead. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّا. Allah says about these disbelievers who have decided never to bring iman, Allah says we have placed coverings over their hearts, أَيَّفْقَهُوهُ, so that they cannot understand it. وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا, we have placed a deafness within their hearts. وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, even if you call them towards guidance, فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا, even them too, they will never choose guidance, and they will never be rightly guided even in that case of them. It will never happen. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ وَالرَّحْمَةُ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him that your Rabb is the most forgiving, Al-Ghafoor. There's no one that possesses a higher level of this attribute and quality of forgiveness than Allah, Al-Ghafoor. Your Rabb is the most forgiving, Al-Rahmah, and He's the master of mercy. He possesses mercy. He's not just merciful, but Al-Rahmah, He owns mercy. Mercy belongs to Him. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allows people to enjoy mercy, but He is the owner and possessor of ultimate mercy. لَوْ يُؤَخِذُهُمْ. If Allah were to seize them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says nothing stops Allah but His mercy from seizing them. The fact that He doesn't punish them, and the fact that He doesn't allow them to experience the consequences of their deeds in this dunya, it's His mercy, and it is out of His concern that He has for them. لَوْ يُؤَخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If He was to seize them because of what they have earned and because of the deeds that they performed, لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ, He would have caused the punishment to come soon to them. He would have punished them in this dunya and allowed them to live a miserable life in this world if He wanted, but it is His mercy that allows them to enjoy the comforts and the pleasures of this world. بَلَّهُمْ مَوْعِدٌ. Allah says, in fact, for them is an appointed time. Akhirah. They are going to face the consequences of the deeds in Akhirah. لَنْ يَجِدُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ مَوْئِلًا. Allah says, that appointed time, when that time comes now for them to face what they have asked for in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will not find any refuge from that appointment that they have with Allah. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these are the towns and the villages, referring to the towns and the villages and the people of the previous nations. Allah says, these are the villages and the towns that we have destroyed. When lamma ظلموا, when they transgress all bounds, when they transgress the limits and they exceeded in their transgression, Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا, and for every one of those villages and towns that we have destroyed in the past, we have set an appointed time for their destruction. May Allah grant us the understanding.